cross of gold. I would be presumptuous indeed, Willie began in that honeyed baritone, with the effect of Antony following Brutus, to present myself against the distinguished gentleman to whom you have listened, if this were a mere measuring of abilities. This is not a contest between persons. The humblest citizen in all the land, when clad in the armor of a righteous cause, is stronger than all the hosts of error. I come to speak to you in defense of a cause as holy as the cause of liberty, the cause of humanity. The crowd rose after every sentence, moved by Brian's voice, only to sit, still as penitents, when he began a new one. Our silver Democrats went forth from victory to victory until they are now assembled not to discuss, but to enter up the judgment already rendered by the plain people of this country. The blue smoke of tobacco hung like a shroud in the dim hall. The delegates watched, open-mouthed, not even smoking their cigars. There are two ideas of government. There are those who believe that if you only legislate to make the well-to-do prosperous, their prosperity will leak through on those below, he thundered, his scorn for the rich man's promise. Wealth would trickle down like rainwater to restore the fields of the poor, palpable as the smoky atmosphere. The democratic idea, however, has been that if you legislate to make the masses prosperous, their prosperity will find its way through every class which rests upon them. You come to tell us that the great cities are in favor of the gold standard, he declared, invoking a vision of Sodom and Gomorrah. We reply that our great cities rest upon the broad and fertile prairies. If this were not Jesus Christ up on the podium, it soon would be. You shall not press down upon the brow of labor this crown of thorns, he cried, raking his hands down over his temples. I could almost see the blood trickle. You shall not crucify mankind upon a cross of gold. He spread his arms briefly. A man pinned to a stake dropped them and left the stage.